We take a look at the behavior of some others at this point in the juncture. All right, a 32-year-old writer from Chicago published a book last month. 32-year-old writer from Chicago, remember, home of the Chicago Bulls, right? So he published a book last month on how to avoid getting gored at the running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Yesterday, he got gored at the running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. 1,300-pound bull got him twice in the right thigh. He's expected, however, to make a full recovery.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I do not understand that running of the Bulls thing. I mean, you see the footage of that every year.
Oh, it's, yeah.
And, you know, there's 500 guys all dressed in white running through the streets. Yeah. And, you know, the guys were really fast. Hey, they're running. That's great. Mm-hmm. And then the slow pokes there is, wow, that bull is right behind them.
25-year-old guy in Delaware was wanted for shoplifting. So the cops caught up with him on Tuesday when he was out walking with his three kids. They saw him slip a little something-something into the back of his 8-month-old kid's diaper. And when they searched, they found heroin. He was then arrested for shoplifting, narcotics possession, resisting arrest, and child endangerment. Sir, we're gonna have to ask you to take a good look at what's in your kid's diaper. Oh, you don't want to do that. That's not a good idea. 79-year-old guy and a 73-year-old woman in
Florida,
of course, got married back in November. Aw, a late life wedding. How sweet. The honeymoon ended, obviously, Monday. He thought she had stolen his checkbook. He confronted her with his gun and pistol whipped her.
Okay.
And then fired at her as she ran away. Do you miss your wife? Yes, but I'm reloading.
No.
What?
that's an old joke, but a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He did miss her, and he was arrested for attempted murder. An 18-year-old and a 20-year-old in
Florida,
of course, smoked a little bit of the wacky weed, the giggle stick, shall we say, and broke into an elementary school. And guess what they stole?
I can't even imagine. What is there to steal in an elementary school?
Boxes and boxes of Fruit Loops.
Ah. Well, you know, you're hungry.
The cops tracked him down, and now they're both facing burglary charges. Dude, you know what I could go for? What, baby? I could so go for some Fruit Loops. Oh, they serve Fruit Loops at the school. Dude, let's break in and get us some Fruit Loops. Oh, that's righteous.
Idiot. Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mine too.
A quick look at the news.
Do all stoners sound like Sean Penn in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Have you met one that doesn't? Tell me, just say the line, it's my pizza, Mr. Hand. Tyra Banks is now saying that global warming will soon prevent women from having that great hourglass figure. Also soon preventing women from having that great hourglass figure, TGI Friday's decision to offer all-you-can-eat appetizers. Melanie Griffith is getting her Antonio tattoo removed. Yeah. While she's there, she's also asked the plastic surgeon to put on a brave face.
Oh, man.
Pamela Anderson is ending her second marriage to Rick Solomon after only 6 months. And even though they're splitting up, the couple says they'll continue to share custody of the herpes. Lance Armstrong says he plays a lot of golf these days, and it's boring. He says it's frustrating because thanks to all the steroids, he can't get his putts under 200 yards. The government is spending tax dollars, apparently, to buy Monopoly and other board games for illegal immigrant children. Hopefully one of those games is Risk so they can learn where the frickin' borders are supposed to be, huh? A guy at a New York City restaurant found a dead rat in his wrap, or as they call it at the Kung Pao Chicken Hut, the number 13. That was my favorite joke, actually. It was. That was my favorite. I like that one. Okay, fine, whatever. A Chicago man who wrote a book about how to survive the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, was gored in the right thigh, which is ironic because a man from Pamplona wrote a book on how to go for a walk in Chicago, and he was shot in the left thigh. There it is. That's a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good, not for evil.
Introducing the new Gaza Strip Steak at Applebee's, with so much flavor you'll never want to leave. Once you dive into one of these succulent cuts of meat, you'll find it nearly impossible to pull out. Satisfied Applebee's customer, West Bank.
At first I wanted the chicken fried chicken, but after one bite of the Gaza Strip Steak, I realized Israeli a good meal. Once you've been hooked on the Gaza Strip Steak, you may suffer from unwanted withdrawals.
I eat at Applebee's, and I play basketball. When I tasted the new Gaza Strip Steak, I wanted to jump in the net and yahoo.
Why not order one today at Applebee's? Wash it down with a beer served in our beautiful mugs, depicting the homes of wealthy Arabs. That's right, we call them our Palestines. Or if you prefer water, you can have it in a glass or drink directly from the cannon.
I ain't budging from my Gaza Strip Steak.
When your stomach is kicking and screaming for something delicious, settle her on down with the new Gaza Strip Steak at Applebee's.
Eating good in someone else's neighborhood.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.